This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud!
Mignon with another magical save!
To Costa, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here, where we talk everything Milan, a missing pieces, Milan, and oh, what a difference a week makes, Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, always here every single Monday talking Milan. Steve, I know other than, you know, that performance on Saturday, it's a spring break. You're stuck at home with the kids, working from home, and you got a Champions League on Wednesday. Are you gonna manage?
I'm gonna manage. Always manage for Milan.
There we go. And before we get into it, guys, again, even Presidente is very busy, Stevie. He's got the kids' activities, but still is able to get us some stuff here. So let's see what he's got for us in the housekeeping. Guys, the FIFA tournament, right? It has started. Thank you to all the Milan clubs and the players who help raise money for Fondazione Milan. First time that you can cross-platform, Xbox, PlayStation. And it's always great to see. It's not about like this was our idea from the beginning. It's just great to see like all these different clubs from around the world, Steve, joining the, you know, Fondazione Milan, having a bit of fun, a bit of banter, and doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, it's a great initiative, and Presidente runs this thing. He loves it. I think he even had to play.
That's the next slide, which I'm waiting for.
So it's the next slide is he actually had to play. So we wanted to make it a pay-per-view special, right? So it's Steve, Thursday night he's going to have to play.
He's playing against Milan Club Philly. Mia would like the Fante to play, you know, to have a real like competition. But the Vegas odds, Dominic is favored to score 20.5 goals over the two legs. Steve, over or under?
It's going to be under. You can't score that many goals.
What is he pulling out? His Atari console, the president? Maybe no. He moved it up.
No. He's on the son. He's on his son's PS, PS4, whichever one he has. It's just that he's never played, right? So he's filling in the gap, and I think we should make it a pay-per-view. John Bones Jones, move over, because President is coming to pay-per-view.
Live on Twitch, guys, this Thursday night to support Milan Club Philly and Milan Club Montreal. And for us here in Montreal, Wednesday, we will be there. Even Milan Club Philly is having a Champions League meetup. That's fantastic. So this Wednesday, 3 p.m., we will be there. And it was great, too, this weekend. We had a nice, we're about like 10 guys. And I think some of Rocco Comiso's family was there. And Raleigh, he was getting nervous. He's like, man, I don't like to come places where they're cheering for the other team. I don't understand this. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, there's other fans that are allowed. And they were just cheering every time they would see his face. But this is the joys of getting the guys together for Milan Club, not just Montreal, for around the world. So Wednesday, we shall see you there. And as you said, Steve, you're always going to make it work for Milan. So watching from home, I know you will be with us in spirit. Speaking of, before we get going, guys, tomorrow, fellow news correspondent Fabio from Milan Coast to Coast, it's his birthday. So we just wanted to give you a happy early birthday to Fabio. And he will be on Wednesday night, right after the, well, not right after the game, but having some reactions. So happy birthday, Fabio. Your paycheck is in the mail. Don't worry about it. Your paycheck is in the mail. Happy birthday, buddy.
Let's get let's get a nice Champions League qualification for Fabio on his birthday so he can create some more content for us.
Exactly. And because Kim is mentioning it, and even Gio likes to mention it every single time in his comments. So, Steve, would you like to tell people what they need to do, like, right now?
Yeah, you got to like, subscribe, especially on YouTube. Comment, interact with us. It's very important. Turn on those notifications. And make sure that you have the latest and greatest of Milan Weekly Podcast, Coast to Coast, or the local soccer show on your phone. The other social media platforms, guys, you know, we're getting better, thanks to Fabio, with Instagram. As we get moving on forward in our tutelage of social media, we'll jump on the TikTok. We are active, very much so, as you guys know, on Twitter. So retweet the episode when you see it. We need your help from your social media accounts, whether you have one follower or 100 followers. It's just organically growing this channel the way we want it to be.
And anybody reaching out to us, guys, we're not celebrities. We're 3 to 4 people on the same account. Sometimes your messages, we see them days later. It's not something that, you know, we're not here not interacting. It's just the fact that having 4 or 5 people having access to your Twitter account, your Instagram. So no, don't take anything personal, or just directly tweet at us. We'll be able to see it. Steve, Saturday's Fiorentina game, you know, I know we were expecting the changes, whether it be, you know, Krunic out and Leao suspended, and, you know, Charlie was going to get another start. And it seemed like people, the confidence is, you know, it was good to have, because we only allowed one goal in the whole month of February, which was against, you know, Inter. We're coming off a good streak, and I'm not the type of person to go, oh, we're back, look at us. No, we're not back. But you know how I told you last week that it seemed... Not that Atalanta had no answer for us. Can it be simply put that we had no answer to Fiorentina?
No, I don't think so. I think we're giving Fiorentina way too much credit. I just think Milan didn't prepare well for this game. Missing Leao. I'm not going to say missing Krunic is the key piece, but Leao makes us so much dangerous on the left-hand side, and we just not deep enough to scare the opposing teams with whatever depth we have left.
You wanted to call this missing pieces, but, you know, if it's the Milan, what different Milan did you see against Fiorentina compared to the one against Atalanta?
I saw one that wasn't looking to Wednesday's Tottenham game, because that's exactly what they were doing.
A lot of people were saying that, and I know it's easier said than done, and I was, you know, trying to always stay positive. I told the guys, if you had the choice, lose to Fiorentina, but win against Tottenham, I think everybody would have taken it. But we're going to get into it after. But just the way the other teams placed up this week, you know. But do you think that's what it was, Steve? Just mind on the Champions League? Is it maybe the Astori emotional? Pioli, a lot of people are chirping at the Pioli that maybe this was on him. But again, like, what did you want Pioli to do? Who did you want to replace those players there? Rebic, we needed him to perform, didn't perform, right? Charlie.
Yeah, you were saying Pioli. Well, yes, a bit on Pioli. We're trying to continuously do the same thing. It hasn't worked with Rebic. I am a Rebic fan. I think he does have some good moments, but now you see that there's something that's not clicking anymore. It's just so much stuff that, you know, like I saw online CDK guys, like against Atalanta, I was the first one, and it was very obvious to see that, you know, coming in as a sub, he didn't really give that effort. But guys, against Fiorentina, there wasn't that much bad about it. He was probably one of the most dangerous ones, and you see how dangerous he could be in the open field. Providing assist and the vision that he has. And this is what you're going to get if we're patient. Hmm. Now, I see everybody, like, we're polarized. We have so many different views from day to day to week to week. It's like, this is a team, guys, that we love, and we won the Scudetto last year. You know, if you would take that away and just watch people interact these couple of days, and I guess that's society and how it's come to be. It's really like, it's almost disgusting. It's like, fire Pioli, get to throw out CDK. I don't like this guy anymore. Throw out the goaler. Chow is not good anymore. This guy's not good. That guy's not good. Come on, guys. Jesus, Murphy's, just relax.
Tell me we hadn't won a game since the beginning of 2023. Complaining, but at one point, guys, how can you go to we're back on track, we're building as we were building, to losing against a Fiorentina that has been piss poor all season, and the last couple of results in the Confederation League, who did they beat 3-0, Steve, that the last game, was it anyway, came out with a big win just before they faced us.
That's some Turkish side, but it's besides the point. The thing is that, guys, this is a season after a Scudetto, and you know, with a World Cup smack in the middle, it was not going to be easy from the beginning. So whoever thought it was going to be easy, that we're going to repeat, it's a very hard league to repeat. You know, the Juventuses of this world and the Juventini out there, which we'll touch base on them after, because they're a special brand of people as well. Nice to repeat 10 times when everybody else sucks the bag. Well, now not everybody sucks the bag anymore, right? So, and you see how hard Serie A is, even as diluted it is with talent, to repeat in this league. You know, Inter couldn't repeat. Milan, it surely is not going to repeat this year. Let's face it, guys. So that's what the leagues are trying to find, some sort of parity. But again, because of the society that we're in today, it's just too much polarization. It's almost sickening. We're not playing a goddamn FIFA tournament. You want to watch the FIFA tournament? Donate to Fondazione Milan. Play your FIFA tournament. Move your players all around. There's a lot of exterior factors to why we could not do what everybody wishes that we can do. And we come on this podcast every Monday repeating the exact same thing, and you see the exact same thing. It's to the point that I don't even want to read this stuff anymore. And some people are people that, you know, I cherish, and I really look to their opinion, but their opinion is just fogged right now. It's I don't know what people want. If you really want to talk about this Milan, we've had this problem since last year. The problem is psychological with this side. Every little thing destabilizes Milan. Injuries are a lack problem of depth with Milan. Lack of depth is a problem with Milan. No fucking right wing is a problem with Milan. Because as everybody shits on CDK, because in the chat, Tim brought it. Tim, I'm going to shout out Tim, one of the rare comments that I read in the chat. CDK is $35 million. Manchester United has $35 million in the washing room of their players when they need to make change. Liverpool shits out $35 million. United have a $35 million budget for pastries. But let's get it. Let's $35 million is nothing anymore.
I know, I know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's a lot for Milan, yes, but you have to take things into perspective. It's a lot for Milan. I understand.
But he was the only signing.
And yeah, you took the gamble. Let's go. So what did you want? Three players at $10 million who were going to do pretty much the same?
It's just, it's become, you know, watching the team, look, it was a horrible performance. I did see, you know, the same thing as you, CDK. I liked a couple of the plays that he did. I liked a bit more involved in the game. You know, it's become... Some people stop watching the games in public because of these people talking out of their asses and you can't even enjoy the game. But now it's just become like you can't talk anymore. And it's unfortunate because today's society will want the clickbait and will want, you know, the interactions. And we've seen it, guys, on the busted tweets, right? But in the end, maybe it's our generation, Steve, a bit older, foot on the ground. You know, look at you. Always mentioning the Scudetto, how happy we were, but we even said it. Hey, guys, you know, this was a miracle. Let's be realistic. And none of us came out and said, I want a second Scudetto back-to-back. I think the only thing we were guilty of, Steve, is says we want number 20 before Inter gets some. That's the one thing. Yeah,
and absolutely.
People, you know, talk about 35, and I don't remember when we had mentioned this, but is it possible people are so frustrated because it was the only one? Guys, we fucking spent $280 million that year. I don't think we had this much fucking chirping. We played, how much did we pay Ricardo Rodriguez? $20
million. I don't know. You know? That was scrap, too. You can have all the money you want. Chelsea spent $600 million and they're still in 10th place. It's to have a project. My dream... After the Yong Hong Lee, or after the Berlusconi switch to Yong Hong Lee, and 10 years later, is to have some sort of project, some sort of functional project, something that, you know, they're looking to build the right way. And, you know, with the words of Cardinale, with the stadium, you know, I had a chance to be on a couple of podcasts with Rocco from Fort Lauderdale and the guys. Talking about the stadium, I think we're headed in the right direction. But patience is gone, guys. You know, and as a father of two children who are continuously on electronics, patience is absolutely gone. It's next, next, next.
I want
next,
it now. Next, I want it now.
Now, 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 now. What's next? What's next? What's next? The business world, which is the sports world, whether you like it or not, is not like that anymore. And that's why you get the games like Fiorentina when there's an ultimate low and we always need to blame someone. There's always someone. It's someone's fault. It's Pioli's fault. It's Maldini Massara's fault. This is just sports. This is live sports, guys. You will have bad games. They had a terrible game against Fiorentina psychologically. Were they looking to Tottenham? Guys, I don't know. But the way they came out, flat. Looks like it. And we said it, don't look past Fiorentina, especially at home. You're going to drop points. And we drop points.
And we drop. You know, I like that you mentioned project because Vinny Mancini had a question regarding this. So I'm going to ask him. He was, evening, gentlemen. My question is about our project. We are moving forward with this youth project. We buy them young, cheap, and with promise. But with the way Pioli is handling our current youth depth, not giving them the chance they need, do you think convincing promising young talent to join our project becomes even more difficult? We barely have the money to buy these types of players. Do you think these players will ever want to come knowing they will probably be stuck on the bench with barely any hope or starting? I get where he's coming from, you know, but let's say the young players...
But he's having short-term memory loss.
You know,
we did it with Leao. We did it with Tonali. So you can't say no. But you had to give them time. You had to give them a year. There was at least a transition period. Some was a year. Some was a bit more. But with these types of projects, you're going to have to give them time. And it's either you throw them out there into the woods and you make our fabulous Italian newspapers rip them to shreds, a la CDK. Or you keep them on the bench and you give them, you know, specific minutes like he did with Chao and ease them into something comfortable. Again, I don't know. I don't understand the Adli thing. That's the thing that boggles my mind the most. Imagine, more than CDK.
Some of the guys questioned why Bakayoko instead of Pobega. I think that's with Champions League, right? For the Champions League squad. Like, why did Bakayoko play instead of Pobega? Adli, Steve, I think it's one of the first times that not just us, even our like, you know, Frank over at City, sit down, or even our the ones that comment Patreon, we can't even come up with some sort of, well, maybe this is the reason. Because I can't think of any. I can't think of he's gotten 10 chances, he didn't perform. I know he came out once, that one time he had a bad performance, but I can't believe it's because of that. I know we saw he got a couple of minutes, but a chapeau to him to say, doesn't say a word, sits down, does his job, perseveres. For that, I gotta really tip my hat off to him.
You know, and again, he falls into that same mold of player, right? Does he need a year? But now we're missing so much in terms of quality once you start taking out the Bennacer and the Tonalis, which Tonali has been having had a terrible game against Fiorentina. But you see the quality is there, right? So his ball to Salchicha Maker is an extreme. That's a ball of that's a class ball. You have to have vision to find that, A, find that path, B, see that path, C, make the actual pass, and destroy six players in one pass. I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time.
No.
But you see that there's some sort of talent there, you know, and in at Bordeaux, which is a different league, I'm not going to pretend that I watched games, but I did catch some games, and you saw he's a physical guy, doesn't take crap, has a little bit of a temper, but has vision and has a touch. Well, let's give him some minutes so that we can use that touch, because that's what we need in the final third.
I just keep on thinking about it, whether it be the Chao, whether it be the Kalulu from last year, whether it be like these guys got the opportunity, but these guys came in because we had no choice because of injury, right? So I'm sure we've gotten a lot more gems than you know, flops. And you know, I wanted to ask you flop, top and flop for the game before we move on to Serie A, Steve. Do you have a top for this game?
You know what? I'm going to give it to him because I think he looked like the player that we would like to see in the future. I'm going to quote Cassano because I like Cassano. You guys can hate me all you want. Is he right all the time? Absolutely not. But that guy says it the way it is, guys. And he doesn't care. That's his opinion, and that's what it is. Like it or hate it, that's what it is. And that's the type of guy that I would want to have a conversation with. Because there's no shits given. And he said it. CDK will be a great player and a good player. he's got to get some balls. And he's right. He needs to have balls. Liban, you're absolutely wrong, my friend. You're absolutely wrong, my friend.
Steve is absolutely out of Montreal. Well, he does rub me the wrong way, because sometimes he brings up stuff and I got to start writing the shit down where it's like, okay, did you just say that for a reaction? And then it's like, he was always outspoken, right? He was always, it was a bit crazy, but anyways, CDK, so you're giving it CDK? And out of all the other players, who's your flop in there?
You know what? There's a lot of flops.
I'm going to go with Tomori. It's not the penalty, Steve. It's just, I don't know.
I think the whole back line looked completely lost. Besides Kalulu, who looked a little bit more energetic, it's easy. Guys, you have to understand that it's hard for Tomori when he plays on that side, because he's covering a lot for Theo Hernandez, and he's usually always exposed. So it's easy to point out, you know, Tomori. We've always had that problem on the left-hand side. Once we have Leao on the left-hand side, he really links up so well with Theo Hernandez that everybody needs to respect that side. And it's hard for them to attack us on their right-hand side, which is our left. Once Leao is not there and Rebic is there with Theo Hernandez, it's a party. It's Disney World, free admission, fast pass to all the rides, ladies and gentlemen. I would attack that side even more than the Salchicha Maker and the Masia side. Believe it or not.
That's saying a lot. That's 100%. Saying a lot. Okay.
If I'm planning that, I'm going down my right-hand side all day. Stop me. Because I do two things by doing that. One, I keep Theo Hernandez in check, which is the only one of those three people on that side that I could really care about and who could actually cause some damage without Leao being there. And two, Theo Hernandez defensively suffers a lot. And by him suffering a lot, he puts that center back in a bad spot, and it's all day. And they did it all day.
Maybe Shane's lost his mind, but he's like, not a question. Sell Tomori. He has completely regressed for nearly half of a season. But Shane, I think he's pissed off because he said he's not shaving until CDK scores. So he's our hopeless romantic of Patreon. Oh, and by the way, forgot to mention, thank you to Michael Lissy, newest member of Patreon, joined last week. Thank you, Michael. I sent you a message if you want to join the WhatsApp group if you're listening. Gio says, keep up the great work, guys. Why haven't our fringe players done something to help the team? Are we Leao reliant, and will we make top four because these Roman clubs aren't going anywhere? Please like and subscribe. These Roman clubs are not going anywhere. We're going to talk about the results after, but I think it relates back to your depth thing, you know, that when we needed somebody to step up, we haven't had anybody that stepped up. Yeah, and last year, it looks like when we needed somebody to step up, I'm not saying every single game, but somebody always did. Whether it be Krunic, those two games he was brought on and he had scored, or it be like Tonali's goal against Lazio, these performances, Mike Maignan standing on his head for a lot of these games. But do you think it's just coming back to lack of depth? Because we didn't have the depth last year. That magic touch, it's a hard question, Gio. It's a hard question.
I chalk it up to underperforming, and you could say lack of that. I just think the guys who were overperforming last year are underperforming this year. It's very simple. You know, that's you good. Had the Salchicha Maker had a good game, then he had a bad game, put in Macias, he had a good game, then he had a bad game. He continuously went above and beyond on that right-hand side to try to find something. Even when we were bad, we were bad. You know, everybody shits on Krunic, and everybody has something smart to say when Krunic is playing. But hey, when Krunic is not playing, we suffer. Unfortunately, that's where it is. We suffer. Is he the best tactically? Absolutely not. But he works like a dog. And I think he makes things easier for the people around him, whether he likes it, whether we like to admit it or not. But he's someone who comes off the bench, knows his role, and slots in perfectly. And, you know, would he have started against Fiorentina? Maybe not. I think we're going Tonali, Benacer, as long as we, yeah, as long as they're healthy. But to give someone a rest, it's not a bad person to plug in there. And you'll see him against Tottenham, because that's what I think we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And I disagree with it, but I think that's what we're gonna do. Is gonna clog the midfield, and we're gonna try to absorb their pressure. But
and if Giroud's not playing, what the fuck do we do with that?
They have to get a little bit.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ibra's not on the list.
No, they have to get a little bit creative.
CDK striker. Simon.
Better than seeing Origi. Because yep. Origi, that's another signing is a terrible mistake.
I can't even believe, like, Origi, like, to me, it's like, we have no more striker.
I look more elegant than he does on a soccer pitch. I'm not even embarrassed to say it.
So it looks like might be Origi. Thanks for the reminder. Simon, just going on ranting a little bit, what a bad game it was. Back to the January crap game plan. No energy, no fire, no green. The 3 points would have been huge. Well, hope we will be more determined on Wednesday. He had asked about Bakayoko playing up Pobega. What's up with Rebic? He sucks. I don't have any more questions. I'm just disappointed and scared that the last 4 positive weeks just got burned and we're back to playing slow ball. Anyway, keep up the spirit and the great work. Cheers from a disappointed Swiss Ambrosini. I'm going to go with Steve. Do you think this performance erased the last 4 weeks?
No, that's social media talk. Because last week, Roma lost against Cremonese. We're very hard on our team on who we lose to. But we forget that the people around us have been dropping dumb points exactly like we have been dropping dumb points.
Lupo reminds us, Steve.
Inter lost against Bologna. Now, Bologna, mind you, has been playing better than expected these past couple of weeks. But they're dropping points too, guys. So that's what Serie A is. Right now, if you're not Napoli and 15 to 18 points ahead of everybody.
But Steve, you don't know. Because Napoli lost, Serie A is open again, according to...
It's right open. They have 5 mistakes to make. That's a lot of mistakes.
That is a lot of mistakes. Alex wanted to know, Steve, again, asking about Bakayoko, but who would you like to see in our back line Wednesday? Has Kajar earned the spot after what he did in the first leg? I like this question. I know he played fantastic and he was down and dirty, having balls against the premier striker, Harry Kane. But do you think he starts?
I think if I'm not mistaken, he's going. And what I saw is he'll go back to Kajar. Look. It's not a bad idea. We're playing away. Chao had a little bit of a tough game against Fiorentina. Maybe see what Kajar could do for us for the first half or the magical 60-minute mark. And then you have someone big and physical like Chao that you can bring in there if the way the game is going, right? So I don't see what Kajar did wrong last game. Against Tottenham, I think he handled Kane and everybody else as well. If I'm not mistaken, and if I, you know, this is just me guessing, I think Tottenham will change their game plan around as well.
That's very true. So those were the questions from Patreon. Steve, is the soundboard ready? Because you know where we're going, and even though Presidente did not give us, because he was busy. He's a busy guy, Steve. We are going to take a look at the different games of this week. So, starting off, thanks to our sponsor, Sports Mediaset. Grazie, grazie, Sports Mediaset. So, as I told you there, Steve, in case you didn't know, Serie A is wide open again because Napoli lost the game. And I watched this one, Steve, and, you know, finally, you know, they do lose a game. But to go out and come out and say that, you know, the armor, as there's a kink in the armor now, you're going to see them drop. Guys, they're 15 points still ahead. Like, you know, relax. Everything is fine. But were you surprised about this result, especially Napoli at home?
They're playing Lazio, so we never know what to expect from Lazio. So I was able to watch this game too. You know, I liked what Lazio did. I think they clogged the middle of the park. You know, they had a lot of pressure. I was reading today. It seems like, I think it's another Cassano quote, you know, that Sarri really, you know, locked down Lobotka and kept him from doing what he does best. And that kind of like disbalanced Naples a bit. Look, again, 1-0 was a great strike from Vecino. Lazio takes that and doesn't give up anything. There's moments in the Napoli game where they could have tied it easily. They just made the wrong decisions. And like I said, there is 15 points difference. That's 5 mistakes. That's a lot of mistakes. This one, they can, you know, erase it pretty quickly and move on. So were they looking ahead to next week or their Champions League matchup? Who knows?
Who knows? You know, Monza coming out from behind, beating Empoli 2-1. Then a lot of stalemates here still. Atalanta Udinese 0-0.
Sleeper. Atalanta does not look good.
And you know, you're looking at Spezia Verona. Okay, I'm not too surprised 0-0. But Atalanta Udinese, that was a surprising score, 0-0 on those ones. Sampdoria Salernitana 0-0. I think Sampdoria is just due for Serie B, maybe a refresh. That's what it looks like. Going to Inter, Lecce, Steve. Not the prettiest of games from Inter, but got the job done, and they definitely needed to win this game at home against Lecce. And Lecce is no kickover, right, Steve?
No, I don't know if you're able to watch. Lecce, once again, and Lautaro Martinez keeps on scoring, so that looks good for them. And Inter are in second now, right? So you see how everything changes pretty quickly in this Serie A from week to week. You drop points against Bologna, you win against Lecce, and, you know, Milan drops points, and now everything changes again.
My indigestion and Brioschi all have to do with this game. Roma, Juve, Roman winning 1-0. Is that those are the Juventus fan base?
Yeah, Juventinitis. Juventinitis is a new. It's a new condition.
I think Fujis and Funyan calls him Juventitism. I think that's what he
Juventism,
keeps on.
But this, I'm calling it Juventinitis.
Steve, my first indigestion has to go to. I can't believe he celebrated Dybala. What is he doing? He's celebrating. What the fuck did he celebrate? He celebrated the win with one of his teammates off the bench, and they fucking trashed him on social media. And for me, my brioche is his response in Italian. I know it's hard for a lot of you to understand this, but I do play for another team. I didn't cheer for a goal. I didn't cheer. I just went to cheer a win with my teammate. That's it. That's all. Like, just shut your mouths. But I just found that. Anyways, but how did you find this game, Steve?
I found this game easily could have ended 0-0. I don't find anybody really did anything great to earn the win. Besides Mancini's shot, which he will not hit one for another 2 years, because it's 2 years since he scored a goal. No one really did anything. You're going to say, oh, Juve, you know, I spoke to some Juventini yesterday. Juve hit the post 3 times. Juve was garbage, guys. They were terrible. They couldn't activate their striker. Their midfield was all over the place. I don't know what Allegri was thinking and who he was starting. It seems like they still have to manage Chiesa minutes, which once he comes on, he changes the game. Di Maria looks like he's alone. Fagioli, if I hear another Juventine complain, put Fagioli on a pedestal, I will completely lose my Nuggets. And then they say, oh, but Tonali, you put him on a pedestal. No, no, no. We rip them down when we need to rip them down. From Juve cast to whatever Juve podcasts are out there, if I don't hear that Fagioli is really Pasta Fagioli, because that's what he was yesterday, absolutely invisible. Invisible.
And special shout out to Mancini that got shot by Keane's leg. I know that was a really bad one, but guys, if you rewatched on Sports Media Set, they show you the video. The delay, there's a good like a second. As soon as he gets the kick, he looks back at his leg and he just realizes, and then he falls down. It was a bad, bad decision by Keane. Don't get me wrong on that one, but
that, I'm gonna say an experienced player, but I don't know, Keane. It's 40 seconds, you're on the pitch. Like, let it go. You can't get sucked into things like that. You're not going to be playing soccer very long.
Any other comments on this one, Steve?
No, I just find that, guys.
They just came back. Guys, Juventus would be, I get it, the 15 points sucks. You would be in second place right now. How many games in a row did they win? Okay, you lost to Roma at home. Big deal. Time move on. Anyways.
They won the games, Vinny, but they won. You know, you understand? There's, if Milan would have won those games the way they did, the newspapers would have ripped them to shreds.
Yeah, that's true.
Won those games playing. And again, for me, a win is a win, and I get it. But it has to be a level playing field the way we look at things. If Milan wins those games, 1-0, playing disgusting soccer, boring as crap.
We'd be ripping into them.
I'm getting messages. Milan can't play soccer. Milan plays like an English team. Milan this. Milan that. Milan this. Juve do it? No problem. It's okay. It's okay. Juve did it. Poor little babies. They need to get their points. No, you cheated. And that's why you're at minus 15. So shut the fuck up and stay at 7th place at minus 15. Wherever you finish, you finish. If this dumbass league wants to give you back the points, then that's where we are with Serie A. And that's my indigestion. This league has zero balls. Zero balls. Because they said they caught them cheating and that's why they took away the 15 points. That's my indigestion. Now, the articles, if you notice, the newspaper, the plot is turning around. The plot is, we're going to see at the end of the year. We're going to go to the whatever high tribunal we're going to go. And how we can convince everybody that you did not cheat. You fucking cheated. If you cheated one answer or two answers on a test in school, you cheated. It's over. You cheated. It's done. Eat your 15 points and it's over. It's over. Don't cheat then. Don't cheat. Stop crying. It's not because you're Juventus and you have that stupid J that looks like a toilet bowl as a badge that you get away with everything. It doesn't work like that.
And for anybody that was debating, we cheated, cooked the books, when your whole board steps down at the second time, it's not a coincidence, guys. And again, I know it's not, some of you Juventinos out there are pretty good, just like there's crazy Milanistas, but just take it and that's it. Napoli 65, Inter 50th. Steve, again here, what a difference a week makes, right? So you're looking at the Milan at 47, Inter at 50. Let's not even talk about... but Atalanta, I think those last three games that they didn't pick up any points, or I think maybe 1 point staying there at 42. Do we keep on fighting for top four? Do we still believe in this top four, Steve? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, there. Absolutely.
There we go. And... they reported false financial losses, yet they want to be vindicated, apparently. Anyways, Steve, we spoke about Serie A, we spoke about Brandon. I'm going to tell you why Serie A fantasy. We're going to have to do it on another time. I'll tell you on the chat. Where's our? Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready for your busted Calcio tweets in honor of Yann, the new director of Secret Service for Canada.
Secret Service. He's directing our two planes and our one tank. Busted Calcio tweets brought to us by special correspondent Jan. What does he have at Liban Fanta Calcio? I'll explain it to you guys another time. Busted tweet number one. NYC Juventus. Fagioli is in a much higher bracket of young midfielders than people realize at this point. That's all I'm saying, because I don't want to start shit. Not in the mood today. But why do you even write it if he doesn't want to start shit?
If you're not in the mood to start it, don't say stupidity, because that's option. It's absolute stupidity. What higher bracket do you know? What
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Higher bracket do you know? NYC Juventus. This is Juventinitis in its best. It should be the winner. Because he's not in the mood because he just lost 1-0 against Roma. And Fagioli was terrible. He couldn't string two passes together. His touch was so heavy. And I'm not saying he doesn't have talent, guys. But stop it. The same way you come out and you blast everybody who thinks Tonali was the next coming of Pirlo, which we absolutely told you he was not, but that's you right. Don't listen to us. You listen to the account that wants to troll you. Fine. That's your problem. I mean, I'm not trolling you. I'm telling you the truth. Don't write this stuff because people will think you're crazy.
But Steve, he's not in the mood today.
I don't care.
He doesn't want to start shit.
These guys piss
me off. Where's the other one? What's his name? There's Fagioli.
There's seven of them in there. There's seven Juve. Oh. There's seven Juve diamonds that they rotate every week. All these dumbass people who never watched a game of soccer in their life pick one every week to jizz over.
Miretti, that's it. The one.
Oh,
the
that's one. Another one. The beer guy. We haven't seen him in a month.
The beer guy from already. Oh, man, we're having a good time. Tweet number two. And I like Liban saying, these brought to you by Tylenol. President, reach out to Tylenol. Tell him that we need Steve to go, hi there. Sometimes when I'm over Twitter and I read these things, I get these constant headaches and migraines. For this, I take Tylenol. Get it done, President. Number two. Football fact of the year, day 61. Oh, Kurt, he's back, Kurt. So Cavra is higher than Vinicius. Okay. Guys, but I'm sorry. This is not an opinion, Steve. This is a fact. So what do you think he's going according to what here?
His FIFA? Going according to a sample size of a guy that we didn't know of before this year to someone who, you know, again, young player, went to a very big club. Guys, are we going to say he was an instant impact at Real Madrid? Absolutely not. He was not. But now is an impactful player for Real Madrid, won the Champions League. I don't know how you make these comparisons and these facts. I don't know why people, they love to use the greater than and less than signs. That's what I've noticed on Twitter. Everybody's looking for a way to find a way to use the greater than or less than signs. I don't know what to tell you, Kurt.
Kurt, he's a repeat offender, Kurt. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. And slide number three, Ahmed, leading 2-0 against those Roma clowns until the final 5 minutes, who actually managed to drop points. Stefano Pioli. So he's summing up Pioli with this. Leading 2-0 against those Roma clowns until the final 5 minutes, we actually managed to drop points. So, this is Pioli's fault, Steve, that we lost, that we got scored on twice in the last 5 minutes. Ahmed, I'm not sure. 1,230 views.
Yeah. Again, I was angry as well, Ahmed, that we dropped points against Roma. But those are things that happen. And again, if you're not tight and you're not mentally ready for the game, and we saw that we were already in trouble from the Salernitana game. I'm not saying that it was coming, but you knew that we were going to lay an egg.
We took our foot off the pedal. We took our foot off the pedal.
There was no reason for us to drop points against Roma. We dominated them for 85 minutes.
Yes, we did.
We just didn't play the last 10 minutes. And that cost us 2 points, which would have really, really helped us right now, especially in the head-to-head with Roma, and especially that we would be ahead of Roma right now by 2 points. But again, is it completely busted? Yeah, whatever. He's blaming Pioli, yes, but
right now,
I was pissed as well.
The NYC Juventino, that one right now was winning. What do we have? Door number four. Io come De Bruyne o Pedri mi sento sottovalutato. Non sono lontano da quelli nomi. Perché sono cresciuto, mi vede tra I top. Okay, let me translate for everybody. Hakan. Me like
this
De Bruyne.
This is his quote.
This is his quote. Me like De Bruyne or Pedri, I feel undervalued. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not far from those names. For me, sono cresciuto, mi vedo tra. I have grown and I see myself in the top five in Europe in that role. Steve, top five in Europe.
I stopped paying attention when it's after you read the first line.
So
these guys are crazy. Now again, I see everybody saying Lupo winner. The thing that bothers me about this is that it's not an actual tweet from someone. And I'll give you an example. This is typical Italian newspaper. Now, did he actually say this, or it's bits and pieces of that conversation put together?
I will say this. One of the things said, Hakan, la Champions voglio il Milan. It was like that. But then when I read the article, it says, oh, Milan, and it would be nice. You know, yes, I would definitely like to face Milan, and it would be nice to have, like, you know, quarterfinals all Italian. But then they just went with those words where, Hakan in Champions voglio il Milan. But now this is more than just a headline, Steve. This is a lot. But yeah, this is definitely like, my God. Does he have another one for us? That is all, folks. So Hakan, considering himself top five in the world in his role. Ahmed, this one, no, not busted enough for me. This one's pretty busted, but Steve.
I would give it to this guy, but I'm going to go with the fans on the chat, and they're going with Hakan comparing himself to De Bruyne and Pedri. We'll take some heat if it's not really accurate for it, but unfortunately, don't blame us. Blame the newspaper that put it together. But guys, I don't know if people have not realized it yet, but things don't go well when you compare two players together. It just doesn't. It makes conversation, but it doesn't end well. What really doesn't go well is when you compare yourself to other players.
Yeah.
Especially others that, you know, I'm not going to talk too much for Pedri. We know his talent. He's at Barcelona. Has he won anything yet? I'm not 100% sure. No. Will he win something? Pretty sure down the line he'll win something. But yeah. De Bruyne has won things with his club. He sucked ass with Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
He's not played well with Belgium. So that's a little knock on him too. But they are missing, you know, they are missing a Champions League and some kind of international trophy. But Hakan has struggled. He struggled at Milan. He struggled for, you know, he was great the first four games.
I will say he hasn't struggled as much at Inter. But I just keep on, my mind is blown when people are trying to defend how great he's been. And Hakan, if you are top five in the world in your role, we would have signed you way before the end of the season. And yes, he was good for Milan when we needed him. But then those moments where we did need somebody to help, he didn't. Yes, he scored and he's assisted. But like Interistis, please don't make him out to be like the next coming of Christ, because I don't see it. And I'm Steve, I don't watch as much as you. I don't decortique, like, say, I don't, like, you know, look at the game the way you look at it, but I don't see, like help me understand. I don't see what they see in this guy.
No, he has a lot of cover
he's a starter.
Yeah. And Barella do give him a lot of help to make him, you know, to make him concentrate on the role that he really has to play. I think he's benefited and, like you said, has not struggled as much because I think maybe the system works better for
quality
him.
Players next to him too, Steve.
They're much deeper than Milan are. Let's not pretend that we're as deep as Inter are. And again, a lot of the assists, they're coming from set pieces where they have, you know, players like Dzeko and you know, they're getting ahead on things. Milan just traditionally, and it was a comment inside, I forget who put that comment, but they were like, Milan needs a set piece coach. I can't remember the last time we scored off a set piece. You know, and I'm saying purely score, not a scramble in the box and you kick it in. A header, a volley, a free kick.
Was it Giroud off the head from a free kick?
I don't even remember, but that's a problem, right? If you're not getting dangerous chances off corners, we're not dangerous at all at corners. That's another indigestion from the game at Fiorentina. We had Rebic taking corners, couldn't beat the guy at the first post. I'm not blaming only Rebic because the game before we had Tonali at the first post taking corners, and he couldn't beat the guy on the first post. It's very simple. Taking a corner or taking a set piece, you need...
That was Tomori, yeah.
You need to be able to beat the first man. And then it becomes dangerous automatically. If you can't beat the first man, whether it's the first man on the post or the first man at the wall, you're done.
I don't know why you're talking about corners and these kind of shots. It just... Your rant that, oof, this got to be 7-8 years ago of... Honda's corner kick, do you remember?
Yeah, but that was classic. Man. He invented a new angle that I never seen that guys, before in my life.
If you want to laugh, go try to find it. Kazusuke Honda's corner kick. I don't even understand the physics of how that ball went.
The ball cannot travel that direction. If what you're trying to do is put it in a box full of players, the ball could not travel in that angle. And it did.
And it did.
Let's find it and repost it. And people can call me out if I'm lying. That was a new angle. It was a new angle to the world of geometry.
Guys, reminder, FIFA tournament. Reminder to our friends, Manmade. Check them out. The link is in the comments. You get a little bit of a special if you're saying you're coming from Milan Wiki Podcast. If you're in Montreal, Dairy Queen Pinef, just mention Milan Club Montreal and you will get a 10% off discount on all regular stuff. Wednesday afternoon, Milan Club Montreal, any Milan fans, Bia Chucharos, I will be there. Milan Coast to Coast this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Be there. Steve, are you doing anything on Thursday? Are you doing local soccer show?
It's up in the air. It's up in the air. Our guest been notified that it's tentative because of spring break commitments.
And these collabs that you've been did you have one coming up, or just give a shout out to?
No, they were done. I'd like to thank the guys for the last word on Spurs. They took my little segment on the Champions League game and put it out in their podcast, tagged us and we retweeted it. So check it out if you follow EPL. Last word on Spurs, the guys were great. And Rocco and friends invited me this week to talk a bit about Fiorentina before. Thank you to everybody there for doing it in English. They're mostly in Italian and loved it. And we'll be back on again.
Keep spreading the love, guys. Keep pulling out content in English. We got to do it. So Frank remembers. The one guy that remembers, Frank remembers the Honda specials. Retweet, subscribe, put the notifications on. Stay tuned for the next shows coming up. And on every, obviously, platforms, podcast, audio, or the video here. In closing, Steve, let's qualify. Let's do what we got to do, because if we qualify on Wednesday, nobody's going to be fucking remembering Fiorentina. Let me put it that way. And I know that the draw is the week of, I would have to double check because the Inter plays next week, correct? So I think it's like maybe the Thursday after that. So let's keep our fingers crossed, guys and girls. So on that, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.
Italia è Milan!
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.